This is Stephen Strang. Recently, I had the opportunity to interview Dennis Prager about a documentary that is being released on October 25th. It's called No Safe Spaces. And it talks about how crazy things have gotten on university campuses where they have safe spaces for people. And there's so much leftist thinking that conservative ideas, let alone Christian ideas, aren't even welcome. And this is so critical at this time that I told Dennis I would air this on my podcast, and I'm so proud to have him on the show today. So stay tuned.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Strang Report. I told Dennis Prager that I would hold this interview until closer to when his documentary released. It is really very high quality, but it's also scary to see that things have really gotten to America. And I admire Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla and the others involved, including Mark Joseph, my friend, who is a producer. And they are speaking out. I heard them on Tucker Carlson the other night. They were very articulate talking about it. They showed some clips. And it releases in Phoenix. And then as it's successful, it's going to roll out across the country. I wish I could tell you where to see it, but you can go online and find out more about No Safe Spaces. It's really all I can do. But you'll enjoy this interview, this exclusive interview that I got with Dennis Prager in California recently, talking about this very, very important topic. Let's talk for a minute about this new movie that you're doing with Mark Joseph. I will interview him about it as well, but I just wanted to have you opine about it. Why did you do that? Why do you think this is important?
This is the first time in American history that free speech is in jeopardy. That's one of the few things all Americans, virtually all Americans, always agreed on. And it's almost unbelievable, but it is. Almost half the millennials don't believe in free speech for, quote, hate speech, unquote. Which means they don't believe in free speech, because everybody thinks the other guy has hate speech. But the whole point is, of free speech, is there is free speech for what you consider hate speech. That's the definition of free speech. When I was a kid, the American Nazi Party marched in Skokie, Illinois, because they're sadists. They are. They love human pain. And they knew there were a lot of Holocaust survivors living in Skokie, Illinois. So they wanted to march with the swastika in front of their homes. And Jewish groups and liberal groups all defended their right to do it, because America, you can't do that in Europe. You can't have a Nazi march in much of Europe, certainly not in Germany, because they don't have free speech. They don't have a constitution that guarantees free speech like we do. We do. And it's under assault. And we have, again, we have liberals attacking people here who are attacking free speech in the movie. The movie is very powerful. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and this is a good example. Even if it weren't good, conservatives need to support movies that express our values. But it's a great movie. I mean, Adam Carolla alone is worth the price of admission. I'm not going to say I am. People will decide for themselves. We're the quote-unquote stars of the movie. It's an extremely well done. I mean, the people who brought you, you know, Dinesh D'Souza's movies are behind this. Producing and the writing is first class. So it's called No Safe Spaces, and listen, if your listeners alone saw it, we would ensure a successful movie.
Well, thank you. Let me ask you about PragerU. It's well known, if you study American history, that the universities have been left-wing, certainly back to the 30s, and have indoctrinated seceding generations of students, and I believe is a lot of the reason why our country is a mess it in. You are building a bulkhead against that. You're educating, you just said yourself, a lot of young people under 35, a billion views a year. Are you seeing the needle move at all? Are we starting to see some more sanity come?
It's hard to know. I don't know the answer. If I were just a good advertiser for my product, I'd say, of course. Look, I can only tell you that if 35% of a billion views are people under 35, if that's not moving the needle, then there's no needle to be moved. Of course, I think we are. We have 5,000 1,000 members of PragerForce. These are the kids on high schools and colleges who are working for Prager University to show other kids the videos. You know, that's why they're trying to make it difficult for us to show the videos at YouTube, which Google owns. We come out with a video a week. We have over 400 of these five-minute videos. Four prime ministers of countries have given videos. Three Pulitzer Prize winners. And they still put 80 of the videos on the restricted list, lumped with pornography. I have a talk on the Ten Commandments. It's lumped with pornography on YouTube.
And why is that?
We don't know. The only surmising I can make is they can't stand anything pro-America, pro-Israel, pro-religion. They can't stand it. In other words, basically, if it's healthy, the left hates it. That's the way to understand it. I mean, we have Dave Rubin, the guy's a Jew, the guy's gay, the guy's liberal. He's a Democrat his whole life, but he gave a talk, why I left the left. And, you know, it's like if a gay leaves the left, if a black leaves the left, if a Jew leaves the left, if a Hispanic leaves the left, if a woman leaves the left, they go crazy. And there are plenty of those people, believe it or not. And we want to cultivate that.
Is there anything else you want to say to my listeners and readers, because I'll write about this too, of course, about the movie?
Yes. I want them not only to go, I want them to bring their kids. I want them to bring their liberal friends and make a deal. Hey, listen, I'll go to two movies you want me to go to if you go to this one that I want you to go to. And there's nothing for those people to be afraid of. We got a bunch of liberals, you know, Alan Dershowitz is in there and folks from CNN. You know, there's nothing for them to fear. But if your friend thinks free speech is important, then he's on our side. Whatever they vote, this is not a pro-Republican film. This is a pro-free speech film. And it's not just a documentary. It's a movie. I mean, it will hold your interest. So we got to fight. So help us fight and enjoy yourself for an hour and a half at No Safe Spaces. I'd also add, if I may, a word about the Rational Bible.
Please do.
Yeah, because you told me you're reading it, which is a great honor to me. And this is my attempt. It's the best-selling Bible commentary in America for the last 2 years. I'm coming out with five volumes, the first five of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And I know Biblical Hebrew like I know English. And this is a lifetime of making these texts relevant. And it is the foundational five volumes of Judaism and Christianity. And to understand it better, I will have, when Leviticus comes out, 20,000 words on one verse. Do not lie with a man as you would lie with a woman. And it will be the most rational, that's why it's called the Rational Bible, the most rational explanation of the biblical view of homosexuality that people will ever read. And I think it's an unassailable argument. It has nothing to do, God forbid, with hate. There's no instruction to hate a homosexual, God forbid. And I add God forbid many times over. But why the Bible wanted us to live a heterosexual marital life is key to understanding the biblical worldview on marriage and on personal life. But anyway, that's when that comes out. Right now, Genesis and Exodus are out, the Rational Bible. And what really blew my mind is Costco ordered 36,000 copies. So people send me, it's really cute, they will send me a picture from their Costco store, like a friend of mine in Ohio. And you see this pile of recipe books and self-help books, and then the Rational Bible. And I'm thinking, good, that's a victory for us. Listen, it's very simple. If the Bible ceases to be the text that Americans get their wisdom from, America's over. I mean that literally. I don't think the average Harvard junior can identify Cain and Abel. That's how bad it is.
Or in some cases, Adam and Eve.
It's an interesting question. I guess if that were true, then it's over. Cain and Abel, we still have hope. But Adam and Eve... they couldn't tell you anything about Adam and Eve. I have a feeling they would know they're the first two people in the Bible. I think, but, you know, who knows? Listen, most religious people can't name the Ten Commandments. Religious people.
Well, we have a term for it. We call it being biblically illiterate.
Biblically illiterate. Well, that's what the colleges produce. You're economically illiterate. You're biblically illiterate. You're Americanly illiterate. But you really know a lot about gender transition and global warming. That you really know a lot, and white privilege. Because the universities are no longer for education, they're for indoctrination. As I often say, is Prager's riddle. What is the biggest difference between a Christian seminary and a university? And the answer is honesty. The Christian seminary acknowledges our task is to produce a committed Christian. The university does not acknowledge that its principal task is to produce a committed leftist.
Interesting. Well, thank you for your time, and it was a lot of fun being out here.
No,
with you.
It was mutual. Thank you.
It goes without saying that I'm honored that Dennis Prager would be on my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that you will get behind this. You know, when things like this come to a theater, when it's out in the public, we need to support it. Not only that, you need to get your friends to go. You need to talk about it. This is a very important issue, and people like Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla and Mark Joseph have really stuck their necks out. The left-leaning media does not like this kind of thing. The people on the left don't like this being exposed. But hopefully, voices like Dennis Prager speaking up will help turn the tide of a very serious trend that's happening in America. If you like this podcast, share it with your friends. And tune in again for another edition of the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now let me repeat, you get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.